from the website search. Now, I know at least two of you here, Richard and Roger, took part in and used this particular survey at the BIAMS conference. Now, what we did with that is we got a whole load of statements about the key areas in mission, things like kingdom, kingdom, salvation, Bible, who does mission, where's it's best done, hospitality, openness, all of those sorts of things. And we put them together and we devised, as a group, a number of questions, which we then randomised and sent the survey out. Both, it could be answered both online and also manually. And that was sent to about 120 agencies and churches, as well as a local element to the study, which was the element in Nottingham and Southall, as well as the national churches and agencies. And at the root of that were the three categories of mission which came from the Bevins and Schroeder's Constantine context. And those were Missio Dei, mission as liberating service, and mission as proclamation of Jesus as universal saviour. And so which we use down to Missio Dei, liberating service, and proclamation. What we were doing with the analysis of the survey was looking for emerging themes about mission, and particularly about the Trinitarian aspects of mission, as we referred to earlier. This was a small sample, and therefore we couldn't extrapolate big themes from them. That would have been completely wrong. What we were doing was looking for emerging themes that could be explored at a later time. Now, there were various issues in responding to the survey. The full text is in the book, or indeed on the CTBI website. And we were looking at, the first one, I think, was about the personal or organisational responses. We sent these out to mission leaders, and the big question is, am I answering this in my personal capacity, or am I answering this as an organisational person? And actually, what we were interested in was the organisational perspective. But as people came back to us and said, actually, I do this job as much as about who I am as about the organisation that I represent. It was interesting that one of the things that came out is that the survey was used extensively by denominational leaders and mission teams to work at with their particular groups and their staff teams. And amongst the churches, a lot of them found that it was impossible to answer as a team because there was so much disagreement on different emphases in mission. What they had to do then was pass it to a senior person to answer it as a person, which says something about the diversity in mission that we're dealing with. And a lot of the big differences were about the relationship between proclamation and justice. The other big issue was about, am I talking about what, or am I answering this from the perspective of what is practice or what ought to be? And again, bringing us back to that theory and practice relationship. The third part of the research, the third phase, were in-depth interviews with participants about their responses in relation to the survey. And those were with at local and national level, 7 churches and agencies, 7 mission leaders from Global Connections, 13 local and church leaders, and also with the British and Irish Association of Mission Studies participants, who took, although BIOMS have been involved right from the beginning and were a co-partner in the research, there was a particular conference, which was July 2 years ago, which looked at a lot of this research and did a lot of critique on it, which was a considerable development of it at that particular point. So then we've got this triangulated model, and the question was then how to bring it all together. And I'll move over that, and I think we'll come to some findings and to see where that takes us, which I then want to move on to having some discussion and having you engage with the research, because research never ends in that sense, and there are always new developments to it, and that's certainly the case with this. So then, as I've mentioned earlier, in the website search, one of the main findings was from the survey and the interviews was that there was an openness to relational language in mission that was borne out throughout each stage and may well, and I think does, reflect the relational turn that we have taken in the last 50 years in terms of mission and in terms of partnership and other things like that and other areas like that. The transformation, hospitality, openness, reconciliation, questions that had those words in them always had a very high relationship and also had a very, very high level of agreement or strongly agree. But there was equally a rejection of separating language. When we used words like, for instance, or a question like, mission addresses sin, understood primarily as personal wrongdoing, perfectly legitimate question in a mission survey that looks at the personal wrongdoing and how we understand sin and salvation, that actually drew a large measure of disagreement. We also, and there were other examples than that we can go into in more depth if you want to later. There was a high degree of assent to the word mission. Well, we ought to support it. That's what we do. That's my job, a lot of people said. But there was a great difficulty in assessing priorities. Is it proclamation? Is it justice? And particularly for all the churches that took place, that took part, they would say that, well, our work covers all of them. It covers proclamation, it covers missioners liberating service, and it covers the Missio Dei. So we've got to hold those together, because all of our churches hold so much diversity that actually we can't say that we're about one or the other. The agencies, on the other hand, were much, much clearer in their focus and purpose. They have to be, don't they? Because of their need to survive. And also because of their pioneering role that actually means that they need to promote themselves. So one of the things this has thrown up is the considerable difference between the approach of a church and an agency. And sitting where I do now in the Church of England and looking at our strategy for mission in the future, where the Church of England's approach has always been to do mission through the mission agencies, then that I find borne out every day of my working life. To what the church holds together, but what the mission agencies seek to promote and indeed how they are to survive. And many of you here have much more experience in the agencies than I do. So there was a struggle about making priorities in mission. There was also a struggle about how mission happens, and a clear divide between the ecumenical agencies who would go for the ecumenical agencies and the churches, who were part of Global Mission Network, who would go very much for a liberating service, Missio Dei approach to mission. And the agencies, again, in Global Connections, the evangelical ecumenical divide, that would go for a proclamation approach. Big problems arose in the relationship between mission and justice. And this is where the big fault lines emerged between the evangelical approach and the ecumenical. For those people who were who answered from Global Connections, from the broad evangelical constituency, there was great enthusiasm for social justice and social action, but these were not seen as mission in themselves. What they were understood as, social justice and action, is those were a platform for proclamation. Now, for the ecumenical groups, Global Mission Network, agencies and churches, and many in the BIAMS, British and Irish Association of Mission Studies Network, justice indeed is mission itself. So work for justice, liberating service, is very, very much mission itself. And again here we had a very strong eschatological focus for those from the evangelical groups. Justice, they understand, could only be brought about by the second coming of Christ. And therefore the word has a very different resonance for them than it did for those from the ecumenical bodies. Interesting stuff, isn't it? One more slide, and then I'll finish. Our findings in terms of theology and in terms of the tasks that we were given are that Missio Dei is certainly, or the Trinitarian basis for mission, is certainly known amongst the churches and the agencies, but it is a weak driver. It was a much stronger driver for mission amongst the BIAMS sample. And out of the three models for mission, it is proclamation that wins at local level, proclamation stroke liberating service. And certainly it does for the agencies. The Missio Dei would be a greater driver for the churches, though it's not well known, so that came out, as the churches seek to hold together rather than to take a particular stance. Matthew, on the biblical drivers, Matthew 28 is the primary biblical driver at both national and local level. There was very little mention of Luke 4, John 20, although one agency in particular said that theirs was Matthew 26, and there was almost no reference whatsoever to the epistles as the drivers, the biblical drivers for mission. And again, we're back to this problem between is and ought, which time and time again emphasised to us that this is the nub of the problem, the gap between theory and practice, the problem in identifying how God is at work in the world, and particularly with the Missio Dei, which has a weak practical theology attached to it. It was interesting that in the interviews, at both national and local level, there was a strong tendency to describe mission in terms of the concrete, in terms of story, narrative, and context. And there was a discomfort about talking about theological principles. Now, this is important stuff, but there was a real discomfort in talking about the theology of mission. And when you asked a question about the Trinitarian basis for mission, well, it would come back. Well, yes, well, there was this time when this happened and that happened and another happened, which actually said to us something about the way that mission is embedded in context, story, and experience, where sometimes you don't even know that you're doing mission. And how does that relate for those of us who are employed and interested and want to make theology a real basis for mission for today? And those are the questions that we came upon. Think in the terms of a map. And on the map, you see all sorts of lines and all representing different landscapes, different experience. But in the middle, there you'll find the roads that are running through them. And the key thing is what are the roads that are going to be, that are going to help us to understand the landscape of mission in the next 10, 20, or 30 years? And that, I hope, is a question that we can grapple with now.
Janice, thank you very much for taking us through the methodology of your research, which explains so well its findings and how complex they are on the one hand, but what interesting themes and observations you've made. And I'd like to welcome you to ask Janice some questions, or even to answer her own question to us.
Indeed.
That's the most important one.
That's what you want to know.
That's right.
Can I just ask a question about your research? Mm. Did you include Council for World Mission in one of the agencies?
We did, but we did get a reply. But we did include the United Reformed Church in Britain and Ireland, and we certainly got a reply. And also, the Frances Brennan gave an in-depth interview.
Okay.
Yeah, and she of course talked a lot about CWM as well, and your particular approach, and particularly where you've gone with your thinking about partnership.
Because in CWM's theology, certainly theory, the mission day does figure prominently.
Yeah.
Should.
Yeah. And I think it did feature in all of them, but was it a driver?
Mm.
And that's another question,
yeah.
Isn't it? Sorry.
Thank you very much, Janice. That was really, really interesting. I thought it was going to be very boring as you started, but it got really exciting towards the end.
Thank you, Roger. Lovely to see you.
Well, you were great. And I think very revealing. I mean, some of the things that are the drivers and the things that are not the drivers.
Yeah.
I mean, Matthew 28, what does that say about the church today?
Yeah.
But we could go into that. One question I did want to ask to start with. I don't know whether you were complacent about this. The Church of England does mission or through the mission agencies. Well, I was CEO of a certain mission agency for a time.
Mm, I know.
My aim was to turn that on its head.
Hmm.
Because I saw mission agencies as being just an emergency creation. When the church failed to do mission.
Indeed.
The agencies were created as an emergency measure.
That's right.
And they should.
Hmm.
They should preside over their own demise. And I thought we were all the time in the mission agency, whether you were looking overseas or even in this country, we were trying to do ourselves out of a job so that the